we have our studio full of human beings. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And we have the chamber people here. Normally, I have your chamber theme, but I have no idea where it went. It got destroyed. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'll have to come up with something different. So, you know, it was time anyway.
Yeah, it was.
You got to make a change now and then. So, it's chamber chat time. Janae's here.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going good. We're busy as usual.
Yeah, that's good. That's what's supposed to happen. Stay busy. Mm-hmm. So, and Dana's here. Hello. Yes.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
All right. And you guys get to introduce this guest who I happen to know. But go ahead.
Yeah. It is our beloved Vice President of the Chamber Board, Mr. Tim Erickson.
How about
soon
that?
To be president.
Soon to be president. Yeah. Soon to be president in 2026.
Soon to be president.
So.
Man. Tim, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I was just mentioning that yesterday I announced that his baby girl had a birthday.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. She's not baby anymore.
No.
In fact, his daughter and my twin daughters, they attended school together. They were buddies. So, anyway.
They're all now middle-aged. Yesterday, too.
Yeah, they're middle-aged.
I'm not saying how much, but they're middle-aged.
What does that make us?
Old.
Older. Over the hill. Yeah, without a doubt. Tim, tell us what is it, besides being vice president of the chamber, tell us what it is you do on a daily basis.
Well, I'm the truck equipment sales manager up at Towmaster.
Okay. I've
been there a little over, 18 years now. Mm-hmm. And, get to play with trucks and all that kind of neat stuff.
Yeah, so what equipment do you put on trucks? What goes on trucks?
Well, our primary builds are snowplow trucks that you see running up and down the highway throughout the state of Minnesota, both at the MnDOT level and all the cities and counties that we deal with.
Right.
And we also manufacture and upfit the smaller, lighter-duty maintenance trucks, so like a one-ton type that you'll see. Mm-hmm. That's our main product that we do on the truck side. And then, of course, we have the trailer division that is nationwide.
Right.
Industrial open-deck trailers that everybody sees hauling heavy equipment around.
Yeah, you bet. And like you said, it's not just statewide. It's worldwide. I mean, they're all over the place.
Just about. The truck stays pretty much in the state. We do get out of a few states outside of Minnesota, but Minnesota keeps us very, very busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I know my hometown, it was 2 years ago, where I grew up, they had one out here. My brother-in-law happened to be visiting from the city of Babbitt, and he said, you know what? I think we've got a snowplow here. And sure as heck, there was this big blue snowplow, and I'm like, wow, look at that big thing.
Yep.
Now, they're fitting that right here. You guys do that right here.
Yeah, we manufacture a good amount of the equipment, and then, of course, we purchase and install the snow equipment, so the plows and wings and things like that, lighting and the hydraulic systems. But, yeah, we put them all together here. Start with a bare chassis that a dealer has sold to a customer. Mm-hmm. Customer brings it to us, and we put it together for them.
You have quite a crew up there, too.
Yeah, we average right around 200 employees year-round. Mm-hmm. It comes and goes. As we all know, in this day and age, there's a little bit of turnover that occurs in manufacturing.
Oh, sure.
But we stay pretty steady at 200. We run a partial night shift, but a full day shift, full plant on that.
Yeah, okay. And not only have you got that, and you talk about some, you know, will come and go, but you've got some long-term employees out there, too.
Absolutely, yeah. I think some of them have moved on now, but we're in the 20-plus year range with several.
Yeah.
And, you know, some that have been there over 30 have moved on to other avenues or retired. And but, yeah, that's one good thing about this area, central Minnesota, the longevity. Is huge. People stay with a job or with a company that they like.
So. Oh yeah, without a doubt. So, well, that's good. And manufacturing is a big part of what we've got around Litchfield.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, when I was growing up as a kid on the farm, agriculture seemed to be the big thing, but manufacturing has really developed in Litchfield area, Meeker County, but also central Minnesota. It's would you believe it or not that we are actually the hub of manufacturing in the state of Minnesota in the central part here. It's pretty crazy.
And it wasn't always that way, as you said, you know, but we sure have come around and you know, a number of people that are going to technical school to get their training rather than college is huge around here. I mean, you see, you know, when they announce the seniors and what their, you know, aspirations are and everything, we just see a lot of them now turning toward the trades, and that's, you're going to find your type of employees there.
Exactly. That's been good to see. I've seen it go the other way too, where college was, you know, the main focus, but not everybody's cut out for that.
Right.
And you know, we have need for welders of all skills at all times. Installer technicians, which is kind of a jack of all trades, master none, but you got to know a little bit about everything.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, even administrative and office personnel. So the trade schools do a wonderful job around here. We've got a great system at Ridgewater. Litchfield is definitely embracing the trades. Hutch is embracing the trades. Eden Valley, Watkins, all of them. So that's really good for the industry, because we need people to fix stuff
as we
get older. We're not going to do it ourselves anymore.
No kidding. We get to a certain point, nah, not me. So, all right. Well, thanks, Tim. We'll get back to you in just a little bit. Janae? Dana, what have we got?
Well, we got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
We want to talk about Small Business Saturday coming up, which is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Happens to be the same day as Light Up Litchfield. And so mix them together. And we are looking for membership, any small businesses that will be having promotions that day, or any special sales, anything that we can help you promote. If you could get that information to us, we would love to share that for you and get the word out. So Small Business Saturday is again November 29th, and there are some activities, some events going on here in Litchfield Central Park, and later in the day. So it's a perfect time to plan something special for some extra foot traffic and sales.
All right, very good. And Janae, what else is going on over at the office there?
Yeah, well, next week for our members, we have a business leaders breakfast next Wednesday, and there's still time to register for that. We have Ben Winchester coming in to talk about rural living in 2025. Okay. So that's going to be held over at the hospital, and he's just a wealth of knowledge. So if you haven't heard him speak before, I would really encourage you as a member to register for that and attend. So that is what we have next week. We are also taking part, well, I shouldn't say we, Dina's leading with the torch this year. She's going to be doing the community trunk or treat for us. On
Dina's going to do that.
Looking forward to it. Have some really fun, different things planned for that. I hear it's very, very well attended, and lots of cars go and distribute treats, so I'm looking forward to that.
To be specific, that's the one that is the community trunk or treat held on Sunday, October 26th from 3 to 5 over in the parking lot across from the high school by the fairgrounds.
Probably hear of others, the churches,
absolutely,
and things like
yep.
that later
yep.
on.
Absolutely, yeah, there's a lot. And then also going to be taking part in Litchfield Downtown Council's Frankenstein Friday, which is going to be Halloween night. So you can swing into the office and do some trick-or-treating and get goodies and
And that trick-or-treating is from 3 to 6 on Friday.
All right. You also mentioned, you got me hungry. You also mentioned something about some mini donuts.
Yeah, there's going to be a mini donut truck serving, obviously, mini donuts and hot cider over at the hospital until, I believe, 11 today.
Okay.
So if you have time, you want to get over there. Yeah, absolutely. Quite the treat.
I'll be a little late.
So.
I'm sorry. But
But otherwise,
morning snack is never.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but otherwise we're gearing up for 2026 for, and so we've got all of that membership information out, and we already have members, you know, confirming that they're going to continue membership with us, and we have some new ones, so we're pretty excited to see what 2026 brings.
Okay. In the old days, it used to be a hard mailer. Does stuff get done online with that now? Mm-hmm.
The majority,
or can it?
Yeah, the majority of what we do is online. We do print a membership guide that we'll send out to our returning members or new members, and then we have some on hand for people who are interested in joining, so they can kind of see how it's all laid out, what levels we have, and then what other opportunities are available to them.
Okay. And how long is a person on the board for when they run for the chamber board?
Right. It is 3 years, and they can serve up to 2 consecutive 3-year terms.
Oh, okay.
So, but they can always come back, which we've had happen. So they just have to be off for a year, and then they can reapply and join us again if they didn't get enough of us the first time.
And is Tim doing a good job?
Oh, yes. The best.
All excited. Right. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, they think highly of you, Tim.
Apparently.
We do.
I don't know how we fooled them. But
it worked.
Yeah, without a doubt.
We have a lot of fun. In fact, last week we did touch a truck down at Ripley School.
Were they
you know,
excited?
I think we get as excited as the kiddos do.
Yes.
It was so fun to see. We had maybe, 250 of the students, about half of the enrollment down there.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
But really, really very excited. Of course, they're all excited about the truck and crawling all over the plow and all of that. But just to stop them for a minute and let them know, this was made
right
here in Litchfield, right down the road. You pass by probably all the time in your car, and even the adults were a little caught off guard by that.
Yeah.
This really here right in Litchfield. Yeah.
Young gentleman asked me, so how many horsepower is in that?
Yes.
Now these are kindergartners who are second grade.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What does he know about horsepower?
Plenty.
He knew.
Yeah,
without a doubt. Okay. Wrapping up, what else have we got?
You know, not a lot on our end. Just again, that we're celebrating manufacturing this entire month, and I just want to give a huge shout out to Towmaster, who is incredibly active within our community. Whether it's the trunk or treat, taking part in the Ignite program through Ridgewater College, just being active in all of our chamber events and the business community. If you, you'll see them everywhere out and about. So we just appreciate all they do for us and for the community in general. And, once you kind of see that logo on those trailers and trucks, you notice it everywhere. So it brings, it adds a little extra pride to our hometown and just seeing that they are all across the country.
Yeah. And like I said, there may not be all over the world, but I was traveling through Nebraska and saw a Towmaster trailer.
Right.
Oh,
So you'll see them everywhere. So all right. People want some more information and either on membership or whatever.
They can find us on the web at litch.com.
Yep.
And they can call us at 320-693-8184. And they will get a live person.
That's way.
Or you can stop in and see us in the office at 219 North Sibley Avenue.
Okay, very good. And you'll be around next week?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And Tim Erickson, you won't be around here next week, but you'll be around
for
a while yet. So, all right, thanks for serving, and also have hopefully a great rest of the year up there, Towmaster.
You as well. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in for Chamber Chat.